Primaries test progressive clout as courts block administration's food aid gambit. Primary elections across Maine, Nevada, North Carolina, and South Carolina are offering early reads on voter sentiment heading into the fall, with early voting in South Carolina nearly tripling compared to 2024 levels. In Maine, Bernie Sanders' decision to back candidate Plattner, despite ongoing abuse allegations against him, has drawn sharp criticism from progressive activists who argue the endorsement undermines the movement's credibility on social justice issues. Sanders' calculation appears to be electability. Plattner reportedly polls strongest against the Republican incumbent in the general election. California's completed primaries produced a significant setback for the technology industry's political ambitions. Xavier Becerra secured the top spot in the gubernatorial race, while Silicon Valley's preferred candidate conceded within minutes of polls closing, despite record tech sector spending on the races. The Los Angeles mayoral contest remains too close to call, with progressive candidate Rahman closing to within 1 point of establishment-backed Pratt as counting continues, in a race that has become a proxy battle over housing policy, police reform, and tech industry influence. This in a city where median rent has risen 23% over the past year. Federal courts continued to check executive authority. A federal judge sided with 20 states in blocking Trump administration efforts to condition SNAP food aid funding on immigration and gender-related policy requirements, invoking the constitutional doctrine of unconstitutional conditions, which bars the government from tying benefits to the surrender of constitutional rights. The Department of Justice also dropped death penalty charges in a Minnesota lawmaker killing case, removing a potential flashpoint in a closely contested state. Senator Susan Collins set a notable institutional milestone, casting her 10,000th consecutive vote, a streak spanning more than 27 years. Redistricting battles are intensifying at the state level following the Supreme Court's weakening of Voting Rights Act enforcement, with both parties now deploying AI-powered mapping tools that optimize district boundaries with unprecedented precision, a development that tends to produce more politically homogeneous and ideologically extreme electoral contests.